the latest from around the globe. This is Radio Redux News with Archangel UK.
Hello everyone out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Archangel UK. Welcome you to another episode of Radio Redux, the show that does for radio. We'll leave it at that. The show that does for radio, that'll do nicely. Yes, it's April. April, my God. Do you know we're already well over a quarter of the way through the year? That's just crazy fast. You might hear in the background some nice... I suppose it's easy listening Jamaican music. As the idiot next door in the car park out back cleans out his car, which is now going to be a weekly occurrence at this time. Because, you know, doing that school run, oh yeah, big car gets really dirty inside. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to Radio Redux, and it's time for the news! The news! Yes, because lots been going on with it being in April. Of course, the first day of April being Rialla Day. Not at all April Fool's Day. It's Rialla Day if you're a Sega fan. Because. And everyone had lots and 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 lots of little tricks. If you were in the SSMB at any given time, you noticed that, I don't know, some crazed administrator was doing weird things, finally flipped his lid, and images were being upside down, back to front, twisted round, mirrored, inverted, colour shifted, flipped, flopped. And generally it looked like the entirety of the SMB had some kind of debilitating disease flung at it. Others such as who else had this one? Sonic Retro did. Sonic Retro reverted to a very very old version of their forum. Sonic Fan Games HQ became Amy Fan Games HQ. Sounds familiar. Supersonic HQ, I am reliably told, had been closed down because of a warning email by Sega. Hyper Emerson added that it reminded him of a website known as Sonic Rex, who did exactly the same thing a couple of years back. SW did actually have its own April Fool this year, but absolutely no one took any blind bit of notice of it. I'm so pleased I put in such effort with that. If you wanted to go and check it out, it's currently on the front page still. It's the story of the fact that Knuckles the Echidna wasn't originally going to be an echidna. In fact, he was going to be a dog. He was going to be called a bulldog called Dozer. And basically, the entire it's all part of an exclusive interview that Knuckles' creator has with a Japanese gaming magazine. It's obviously all completely true. So I advise you to go down there and see the shocking details right now. Yes. And there's all sorts of other wonderful Sega ones around the place, including the Dream On and the Daytona USA coming to Xbox Live, and Shenmue 3 as usual, and everything else under the sun. I still think we should say that we skip Shenmue 3 and we go straight to Shenmue 4. That's what I think should be done. There was no official Sega Europe or Sega America ones, because we too busy. SOJ had one. The specifics of it escaped me, to be honest. It was so notable that I forgot where it was. Other things in the news. Sage. If you don't know what Sage is, that's the Sonic Amateur Game 2 years. The Sonic News ticket is back. Here we go. Sage has been dated for July 25th through to the 31st. which basically is the month before Summer of Sonic. And there'll be a special Sagecast radio show, and you'll be able to see things like Sonic the Fated Era and Sonic Nexus, Emerald Ties and Nebulous, and all those other wonderful games, half of which won't make it through to finalisation, because that's the way things go. The other thing, I know I'm being talked at already. Blake's saying to me, exploded question mark. No idea what he means. Oh dear, I seem to think Link must be going on with L server. Aha. Aha, okay. Right. Yeah, people are having trouble with the server, and it's the I can see it's the MP3 server. So, goodness knows what's going on there. According to this, going to the chat, which is now going to be, it's all going to be craziness. Yeah, that's almost all news. However, in a shocking development, apparently, I think AK's nicking. I'm nicking Risen SD's lines. How? Don't know. Anyway. Risen SD is not the MP3, so it's the OG 1.2. Well, I'm fine. In which case, it's SSR. Because of SOJ's April Fool's Day, now I'm back, says Hart. Cool. Awesome source. Well, I also mentioned about Emerald Coast one as well. We should please Vija. The other shock announcement, and I must admit this was a kind of a shock to me, is that according to Alexa ratings, at the present time, how can I put this? TSS is not the number one Sonic site in the UK. Because according to Alexa, Sonic Rex is the number one. number one Sonic site in the UK. We're apparently about 190 places above TSS at the moment, based on Alexa rankings alone. We're absolutely shocking elsewhere in the world. It's quite impressive. Although we've got a pretty nice Spanish audience, so I should actually say hello to my Spanish fans. Apparently there are quite a few of you, and obviously in other places around the world. Not that many in America. We're not that good, not that big in America. Has to be said. I was going to say holla, but it's Chris, but I couldn't be bothered. It was a big surprise. I put the American lack of American traffic down to the fact that, of course, back in the day, it was very much SDO very much advertised as this British site. It's interesting. Apparently, we've got the delay on the broadcast is down to practically nothing as well now. So something crazy is going on with SSR. But anyway. Other than the fact that TSS now isn't the number one in the UK either. Sorry, I've got to laugh at that. It's hilarious. So come to Sonic Rex. It's where the cool guys are. Whereas delay seems massive here, Risen SD says. But that's the end of your news. That's the end of the news. News ending. AK's not broadcasting from Australia. No. Coming to you via massive delay or something else, but SSR is being slightly crazy as usual. We have from bottom to top in the listening in, presumably, although at least in the chat room, we have a wide VJ Earth Up, Twinbee Mark II, Sonic AD, SJSF, Shadow Fox 04, Resident SD, Miles Pro, LS. Staff. Little cast, Gerbilsoft, Flyfox, Flames, Fast Feet. Who's actually Fast Feet? If you go to back to after you've done visiting Sonic Rex, obviously. If you go to Fast Feet's website, you'll note that there is a new podcast series there, and he's just put up his second one. So, just so that you know. D'Artagnan, Blitz Chris, who is asleep, but apparently is sleep typing. UK, but he's on SSR. Roll Can Fly by MK Joshua, Rory. And you know who it is. He Who Shall Not Be Named. Or Chambot. Oh, bugger. Anyway, so hello to everyone. Right at the beginning of the show, we did have some music coming in, and that was Julian K with Technical Difficulties, which you may know was on the soundtrack to Transformers the Movie, and is also on, obviously, on their most recent album, their debut, which is pretty snazzy. Alas, doesn't have any of the Sonic tracks on it, but hey, that's probably the fault of Wavemaster or something like that. We're going to have some more music now. Oh, sorry, the second track was Bullet Station from Sonic Heroes. We're going to have some more music now. Oh, Blitz Chris says, I'd sell my left testicle to hook my comp up to AUK to grab all his song music. Big thanks, obviously, actually, to Alex of Evil Doc, who actually sent me that particular track earlier. We've got all sorts of music coming up for you today in the next half hour or so. So Blitz Chris is going to have one ball. Does that mean he's going to be Hitler? I don't know. So we've got some music coming up for you. We're going to have some music from the two albums that went back on the show Depository yesterday. If you've gone on to Rex recently, you'll know that obviously since we've implemented the version 6 website, started the version 6 website, I'm going to go back and redo all the coding and stuff for all the pages. And I'm slowly making my way through all the music and making sure all the music's back on there. Two albums went back up yesterday, and we're going to have music from those now. So from Sonic Mega Collection, we're going to have the credits music. And then from the Knights remix, the Knights Into Dreams remix album, Knights Another Dreams. Yes, it is in fact Another Dreams. It's quite odd. It's, you would have thought that it should be singular, but for some reason Dreams is plural. Anyway, we're going to have what should we have? Bum, 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 bum. We're going to have Paternal Horn, the Sweetie Shirt Mix. Crikey, that's a hell of a name. That's by Go Katsura and Toshinori Miura. Okay. So, I'll be back in a bit, which will be probably just long enough for me to sort out. Actually, there's another track after that as well. Just a little quick one. Which will be, I don't know, what can we have here? The 4x100 meters relay, since we're talking about Mario and Sonic, we'll have that 4x100 meters relay music. So it's going to be a big slice of music for you now. And I'm going to do myself some soup, basically, because I'm hungry. And when else am I going to have soup? Yeah. And it's getting so loud next door, you probably won't hear, me over it soon. So there we go. I'll see you in a bit. And, yes, everyone's now directing people to the Shadow Depository, which is kind of groovy. I'll see you in a bit, guys. If you have any questions, we're going to do Q&A UK after it. after the music break, including listening to me eat soup. Or is it drink soup? Consume soup. So, be back soon. Oh, get your PMs in, obviously. We'll be right back. And we're back, all souped up and ready to roll with some Q&A UK. Yeah, for those interested, the soup is tomato, and I am joined at the dinner table by a nice six-pack of six white pita breads. These are from the Summerfield Simply Value range. I'm going to dip one into my soup, thus making everyone hungry again. Who's listening in? Who will then curse me? But hey, I get cursed enough, you know. A fantastic idea on the way downstairs, and I can't for the life of me remember what it is now. So, if you're having trouble listening in, by the way, you check out the actual podcast, which goes up usually Friday, Saturday, the previous week's show. It goes up on the Radio Redux feed. Also, you can also listen to it streaming on RR Play, if you click on that, on Sonic Rex. You can also download it direct from Rex, and we've got the show notes provided, as usual, by the fantastic Blake Draco, doing a superb job, as usual. And, of course, it's on iTunes and everywhere else. Anywhere, basically, that takes the RSS feed from Sonic Rex there. And it gets pinged with an update, but especially iTunes. Obviously, you can find the Radio Redux on iTunes. So, time for some Q&A UK. The Java chat has Resident SD says, "AK Sunfield Simply Value Sega aren't paying you enough." Damn straight, they're not. Actually, that was interesting today. This week. You know, going away from that for the time being. I had my review. Yeah, I had my review earlier in the week. Good soup. and basically it was suggested to me that the job I do is great, but it might be an idea to do a bit less. Because obviously at the moment I'm kind of, not quite, but kind of doing a ridiculously long day, including obviously checking up weekends, looking out for you guys, basically. And it's been suggested that I might want to stop that, because basically they reckon I'm just going to completely burn myself out, which admittedly is what Earthheart and a lot of our people have been saying. But you guys are worth it. Sorry. Anyway, yes, I will hopefully, it would be nice if I got paid a bit more. SMX says, "Yo, AUK. Yo to you as well." I think Resident SD says, "Wow, it's not very often someone asks you to do less work in your job." Yeah, I do an awful lot as it is. My pay is... interesting. I don't get paid as much as you guys think I do, I think. But it doesn't matter, because according to... that's okay, though. Because according to Sonic Retro, I'm, quote, irrelevant. So there we go, it doesn't matter. Sorry, this bread is great. Yum, 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 yum. Anyway, soup and bread and soup, with some Q&A UK. Taliku asks, seven questions. Kai, this is getting original now, everyone asking seven questions. Have you seen the SS, I'm assuming that's the Super Smash Brothers Melee and Machinima Smashism? No, I have not. With a name like Smashtasm, though, I'm slightly worried about going into it. It might get a bit messy. Ooh. Question: have you noticed that Nazo from Nazo Unleashed and Black Mage are voiced by the same guy? Nazo's a fan. Nazo Unleashed is a fan thing, as far as I'm aware. So no. The whole Nazo thing, it's just, you know, I think people make a bit too big a deal out of that, to be honest. Grey Rob or Default Rob? Classic Rob. classic Rob, obviously, including spinning gyroscopes. Damn straight. Should Shadow be in Smash Brothers 4? Well, he was in Smash Brothers 3, wasn't he? I don't think he should be a playable character. I think that won't do Shadow that much good as a character, to be honest. Question 5. Sonic got hit by a Falcon punch. Sorry, I read that wrong. What I should have said was, Sonic got hit by a Falcon punch! KO or not? I would say it depends entirely upon his health ratio at the time, plus of course wind direction, speed variables, and whether or not the Falcon punch was administered by Captain Falcon or by some fanboy just yelling Falcon punch! Falcon punch, the internet meme that will never die. Question 6. Is your refrigerator Perry running? Nobody's doing a barrel roll. Question 7. Have you seen this Strong Bad email? Thus linking me to HomestarRunner.com. And I think it's established in the last show that I have never seen HomestarRunner.com and never want to. It doesn't interest me in the absolute slightest. Demes says, I need a place for... I need a guest on my podcast, so will you do me the honour of coming on my show? It's very difficult for me to go on guest spots on shows, unfortunately. I am just far too busy. Question 2. I need a place to post my podcast. Can I take Demex's spot? We're not offering any posts like that, for the time being at least. Is the Child Garden ever coming back? I would like it to. You know, I think the Chow system is very good. Hopefully it won't take that much influence from the reworked A-Life system from Night's Journey of Dreams. Don't think the fans were too pleased with that one. But at the very least, I can see the Chow Garden coming back. Let's see. Actually, I can give you a snippet of information regarding Chow. Okay, no one knows this. No, it wasn't that, actually. No, I'm getting mixed up. Perhaps I'll reveal that another time, actually. Now, see, I've teased you now. She wasn't to do with Chow, but it was to do with, what I was going to talk about was to do with Sonic and the Secret Rings. And there was actually, at one stage, a different system. There was a different, system mechanic for power-ups and things like that that was going to be, introduced. Ask me at SOS, I might tell you that. Actually, I should do an SOS update at some point. But, generally, SOS had a meeting earlier in the week. It was very good. People are infused at Sega, coming up with all sorts of ideas for stuff for SOS, to the point where it's like, well, hang on a minute. Whoa, stop! Please stop! That's a bit too much. But, trust me, the ladies at Sega, I should say, are coming up with some good stuff for you. If you go to SOS, by the way, you'll be able to find out what my mysterious prototype is that I've been referring to several times. It's not a game, before you get anything like that. It is a quirky item, shall we say, that never got put into production. So you have to come, you have to come to SOS to find out what it is. It's listed down on the merch list of Sonic Rex in the depository section, which is being worked on at the moment, and something I'm calling the Sonic Legacy Project, whereby various bits of merchandise linked in with it all. I've got a photographic record of those, specifically the ones that Sonic Rex possesses, as I say. So just to show people physically this copy of the game looks like, physically what, you know, this beanie looks like, what this plush looks like, what this mysterious object looks like. Yeah, figures and badges and stickers and things like that. A full photographic record, so we can actually check on it. But yeah, we've also talked about the location of it. I need to speak to Dreadnought next week. We could very well have something, some sort of indication, maybe by the end of this week coming, quite highly likely by the end of a fortnight. It depends entirely when Dreadnought disappears. Goes away. So, question, Dean says, why'd you skip my questions last time? Weren't they more or less the same? John of Sonic Fans asks, for Sonic, Elise or Lumina? Elise, I would say. Oh, sorry, I completely missed the start of it. One-on-one this time. Keep in mind, this does not mean hand-to-hand combat or any other sort of combat for that matter. Does it mean any other kind of one-on-one? It's like Elise or Lumina. Elise. Tekken, Martial Law, or Paul Phoenix? I don't know. Law, I will say. For Tekken, for OC Remix, Jive Master or Snapple Man? I say Snapple Man. Red versus Blue, Red King or Blue Screen? I would say switch off computer. Fighting, Sambo or kickboxing? Kickboxing. Bread, potato or whole wheat? Potato bread. Potato bread is the most awesome thing in the world, and I can't find it over in the UK, and it hurts me. It hurts my soul. Resident SD asks, is the O2 arena booked for SOS yet? At one stage, Dreadnought wanted to do the Excel Center. I said no. This was a sandwich, by the way. The pita bread. And here's another one. Yum, 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 yum. That's good soup bread. SMX says, what is your name under in the credits of Sega games? If you have your name in the credits at all. Thank you so much for reminding me that they keep leaving me out the credits at the moment. My actual name is not that big a secret. It's Kevin Eva. And you'll find me... you'll find me listed down on the online / marketing under online community manager for quite a few games. But not the ones at the moment for some reason. Best known to... people. Resonance SD says, I can't do it at the Excel Center. Those bastards nicked the motor show from Birmingham. Awesome! That means I don't have to go to Birmingham to go to the to go to the motor show. Sweet. Oh, I got more money as well. For SOS than I did last year, which is awesome. That means I can do awesome stuff for you guys. Super, super duper, uber awesome stuff. Yeah, really, seriously. Full Dragon says, blah blah, which again is a statement, not a question, and should probably be followed by Black Sheep. Oh, why is there so much crap on TV? Asks Fall the Dragon. I don't know. Why is there so much crap on TV? It's very peculiar. Gordon, did you hear about that zombie virus that said start on April 1st? No. Question 4, have you ever had a virus? Well, you know, it was late, we'd both drunk a lot. Question 5, why wasn't my request for See You on the Other Side played? As stated previously, just because you put a request down does not mean that it will be played. Likewise, if you just put a question down, it, no guarantee it will be answered. Dark Gun says, last year, was the year before that, you and several other webmasters met for, I think it was Rexfest. Do you plan on participating in another one of these events? It has been suggested that we will meet up for a drink at some point soon and some fun. Before SOS, not before SOS. I tend to agree with this, so there might well be a Rexfest. Maybe end of May? No. Not overly sure. Rollride 4 says, in this world is one all. In this world one is all only if the previous winners were 1-0 up. Prior to an equalising goal. Question 2. In this world, do you fear the fall? I know I do. I do not fear the fall, nor any other particular band, to be honest. Question 3. In this world, does compromise exist? If it didn't exist, we wouldn't have a word for compromise. Question 4. In this world, does every step meet the rest? Yes, unless you've been not out all night drinking with a virus. Question 5. I hear you leaped without a net. Did you find that it will be there all the time? If so, watch your steps so that you don't fall. Yeah, unfortunately it was around Blake Draco's hair at the time. So, you know, any vague safety was temporarily removed in favour of sanity. Or insanity. One of the two. My old name was SX7, and I was terribly inactive. Did you miss me? I did wonder where you'd gone, actually, funny enough. Question 7. Would you be given up, let down, ran around, and deserted? No, but I would see previous answers to that question. Umio says, do we have to look left, right, up and down? Only if you feel it's worthwhile. T.A. Black says, has R recovered from its 404 yet? Yes, it most certainly has. Question 2. A man stands low in the field and claps. My question, why is he there in the first place? He's actually a very... actually a very rubbish scarecrow, and he's trying to scare the birds away. Question 3. What would be your ideal sport to have at a Winter Olympic Games? Well, I'd say diving. That would be an awesome event to have. I'd get a bit messy. Wallace or Gromit? Gromit. Question 5. Point and click or run and shoot? I much prefer... run and click, personally. If there's something strange in your neighbourhood, who are you going to call? Asked T.K. Black for question 6, and I would say the police. That's what they're there for. Question 7, will you ask us lot a question? I don't know. Will I? Strata says, for the first time ever, there's a trio of sports-related questions for you. Which version of Just Close Your Eyes do you prefer? The waterproof blonde version or the Story of the Year version? I quite like Story of the Year as a band. They did a fantastic track that went on the Need for Speed Underground 2 soundtrack. I think that was awesome. But I'd say the waterproof blonde version I prefer myself. He then says the result of a sporting contest. So if you don't want to know the result of this sporting game between Aston Villa and Manchester United, cover your ears now. Okay? La la la. Okay. Good news. We beat Aston Villa 3-2 early today. What are your thoughts? I would say that my thoughts were, way nice one, thank God for that. Will there be some Team Fortress 2 after tonight's Radio Redux? Yes, there will be. Sorry, honey. Duty calls. Except my soup's getting cold, I'm thinking that much. Damn it all. And I've put soup over the desk. Is that all the questions? Earth Arts, what questions? Right, oh, I'm as an idiot. Estrada also asked me a WrestleMania question, because that's on tonight apparently. It's Taker versus HBK tonight. If you were a betting man, who would you put money on to win? I would say that if you looked, I would say it's Taker, blatantly Taker. He hasn't even had one night of win during the entire build-up to it. So I would say it's Taker. Earthheart says, what games are you looking forward to this year? Outrun Online Arcade, which is coming out very, very soon. Pay attention to the blog and all announcements about that. There is some awesome news coming your way. Which games are you hoping to catch up on? I've finished Saints Row 2 now for the co-op. You know what? There's not much coming up that excites me I want to catch up on. I'm hoping they announce Half-Life 3 soon. I really am. That's what Half-Life 2 Episode 3. I really hope they should do that. Question 3. Can you promise me an electric cattle prog every day for 2 weeks, excluding weekends and Easter Monday, and force me to work harder? Most certainly. No problem. What would you say is the most influential game of all time? I would say the most influential game of all time is... Ooh, actually, it's... I'd say it was a tie. Between two. I'd be interested, actually, what the people in the chat room think is my choices. Okay, so if you're in the chat, please put down what you think, I think, is the two most influential games of all time. SMX asked, if Sonic is Knight of the Wind, what are you the Knight of? I am the Knight of Rapture. Serendipity. That's what I am. Let's see, people saying about that still. Yeah, O2's a bit out of range, guys. Stop saying O2. Earthheart says that his choice is Wolfenstein 3D, but, or is it Wolf 3D? There is a Wolf game, isn't there? But he thinks Sonic and Pong. I'll wait for a few more to come in. We're going a bit longer tonight on the show, mainly because I feel like it. Now somebody requested a particular piece of music that Blake Draco was so desperate for me to play that he sent me it. And don't know. What is this? I think this might be For the Dragons Fear No Evil. I'm not quite sure. That's coming up now. Whatever the case, okay? I'll be back after that, and I will let you know who... what my two choices are. So you might be surprised. Okay? You might be surprised. Where is that track, though? The track's gone missing. Damn it all, where is the track? I blame everyone but me. Come on, it's around here somewhere. View details. Where is that track? It has gone walkabout. Here we go. So we got that and some propay music after that as well. See you in a amount of time. Non-specific.
Tap, Let's Tap, Future Tapping Game. Let's tap the Let's Tap, Future Tapping Game. Let's tap.
And that was Hell March from, I believe it's Red Alert 3. And Blake Draco sort of requested it as well, apparently. And after that we had Let's Tap, Let's Tap.
Future Tapping Game.
And, yes. Anyway, no one else has put forward their suggestions, so actually you may be surprised by what I think is the most influential two games. It is actually you guys have picked none of the ones that I would have picked. The games I pick actually are not Pong, or I consider Pong, Space Invaders and Pac-Man. Because they were the ones that really brought gaming into a life of its own. So there you go, those are my two on Pac-Man and Space Invaders. I've almost demolished the soup. We're almost all out of questions. However, Earth has got one last one. Final question for tonight is male or female Earth? Obviously, for those who don't know, Earthart's avatar does go from male to female and back again for reasons no one's ever really quite understood. But I would say the male Earth. That's more because you get confused. It's quite fun why everyone gets confused. But you know, if you didn't have, if you didn't add boobs every 5 minutes, then you know, then there would be no problem. Not that there's anything wrong with boobs at all. In fact, I'm quite fond of several boobs, two especially. Resident SD adds waka 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 waka, which obviously is a very poor Fuzzy Bear impression. And that's really the end of the show. Thanks to all of you for listening in. Sorry it's ending a bit abruptly, but there's really nothing else to add. I'm out of all the questions, we've done all the music, so on that basis and that basis alone, although I've just had a response of no comment on my statement a minute or so ago from someone. That's really it. So there will not be a Radio Redux show next week because it's Easter and I have things to do. You know, I've got places to go, family to see, chocolate to eat. So I will leave you with one last piece of music. What can we have? Whoops. Whoops again. The same from Sonic R. Hopefully, Sonic from Sonic R. Come on! Damn it, I want something from Sonic Art. There we go. Let's have the let's have Living in the City. Let's have, we'll have Living in the City, normal version. That's the going to be the end of the show, guys. So, Earthheart says, would you like me to do a cover show? No, it's Easter. It's Easter, Josh. Don't. So I say no. There will be no show next week. But that's next week. And this is the end of this week. Happy Easter to you all. I've been Archange UK. This has been Radio Redux. And I will see you in 2 weeks' time. Bye for now.
As usual, guys, Team Fortress 2! Anyone for the 360 on Team Fortress 2? Big massive game. After show game, which is kind of traditional. Check us out on there.